You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, bringing you the best of great gospel music. That's right here on your favorite community, cultural, and music station. That's 89.3 KUVO Denver, 88.5 KVJZ Vail, and 89.7 in Breckenridge. You can listen from anywhere and anytime at KUVO.org. And I want you to check us out every Sunday evening at Denver Open Media, 92.9 FM. That's 6 o'clock p.m. And, of course, you can log on to DAWS, DAWS2000.com, during the week for a moment of inspiration. Well, we're here. The Gospel Train is here to wake you up, get you up, and get you on your way to having a wonderful, blessed day. So we have a great show planned for you. And, of course, I want to take a moment out to give a big shout-out to my family members that are here from the East Coast. And, of course, that they were here for the celebration of life for Kenneth Wells. The Gospel Train stopped by and had a moment with Erica Campbell with her brand new release, Praying and Believing. So I want you to keep it locked and stay right there on the Gospel Train as we move down the track, coming to you, to your home, and around the world. Here's none other than, of course, Keith Wonderboy, Tremaine Hawkins, and of course, Mary Kalili and the William Brothers.
Peace of mind. Do you need more love? Do you This is Bobby Broom, and you're tuned to the Oasis in the City, Jazz 89 KUVO and 88.5 KVJZ Vail.
Kingdom come.
Your kingdom is everlasting.
That's a kingdom come. I'm yours.
Help me sing.
Jesus, I'm yours.
Master, I'm yours.
Master, I'm yours.
I can feel your presence in this place.
Jesus, I'm yours.
I'm yours.
Master, I'm yours.
Jesus.
Jesus, I'm yours.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's none other than Mary Kaleli. That's her brand new release. She did a video, which is phenomenal, that was released yesterday. So you got to check it out. Just log on to Mary Kaleli online. You can get it on YouTube or, of course, all those other resources that you have. Keep it locked right there. I got more great gospel music coming to you. Here's none other than Reverend Marvin Yancey and a little William Brothers.
Sign me up,
for
Christian Jubilee. Write my name,
on the roll.
'Cause I've been changed, since the Lord has lifted me. Will sound loud when my Savior comes. Oh, the dead in Christ shall rise. Oh, I'm glad I've been changed when He lifted me. I'm gonna be ready when Jesus comes.
For we know not the day nor the hour He shall appear. We know.
Name.
On your own. Oh,
Hi, this is Sean McGowan, and you're listening to Jazz 89 KUVO and 88.5 KVJZ Vail, the Oasis in the City.
Ortega, co-host on Canción Mexicana. Besides playing mariachi, cumbias, rancheras, and ballads to enjoy, we have the scoop on what's going on in our community. Join us every Sunday morning from 10 to 1 for Tejano, New Mexican, and our very own Colorado música rooted in our tradition mexicana. Somos familia, somos comunidad, y somos cultura. Cubo Jazz, KUVO.org.
Well, now that you're done with that boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, trailer, truck, or car, you can now find it a happy home with KUVO. Our vehicle donation program includes pickup, and our service can even help you find the title. Support the music on KUVO when you turn your vehicle into a tax-deductible contribution. Learn more by calling 855-980-JAZZ or visit KUVO.org.
I'm inspired every day by the educators who encourage up-and-coming talents to become the musicians of tomorrow. That's why we are proud to welcome students into our Phyllis A. Greer studio all year long. Coming up on December 10th at 9 a.m., the Olympian Jazz Band from Aurora's Gateway High School will perform. Your support to KUVO on Colorado Gives Day helps make this possible. Scheduling your gift early allows you to cross it off your busy list. Go to KUVO.org, look for a link to Colorado Gives Day, and please be sure to direct your gift to KUVO.
That's right. Colorado Gives Day is coming up, and we want you to continue to support That's KUVO, the Gospel Train, and all the different programs that we have right here on KUVO, KVJZ, and we love you. I want to remind you to save the date for the third annual A Heart for the Holy Days. That's coming up December 11th at 7 o'clock p.m. Of course, that's at Park Hill United Methodist Church, directed by none other than Minister Daryl Walker, who is a phenomenal guy who brings the community together. I mean, it's just all cultures, all religions coming together to support this great, great event. So you definitely want to be there. That's coming up December 11th at 7 o'clock p.m. You can go online to wm_academy@msn.com for more information. But I hope to see you there. Also, save the date. True Light Baptist Church is, of course, having their event coming up. They are inviting the community. They would like your church family to celebrate the great and mighty things that God is doing in their life. And, of course, Miss Monica Robinson Brown is going to be sharing her gifts with them at the Praise Unlimited Music Workshop that's coming up. That's Friday, December 13th at 7 o'clock p.m. and also Saturday, December 14th from 10 a.m. It's a light lunch, will be served. So, of course, they would like for you to give them a call. They are on 14333 Bowling Drive in Denver. Give them a call at 303-375-0754. That's 303-375-0754. So be sure to, as Christmas comes and these seasons, there's a lot of events that's going on. And of course, One Night with the King, that's Ebenezer Baptist Church. There's a music ministry that's going to be going on. And that is December 20th at 7 o'clock. Of course, Reverend Nathaniel Black, Haywood Hobbs, and Michael Williams. There's going to be a lot of artists that are going to be there. And we'd like to see you there as well. I'll be giving you more information probably next week. Anyway, thank you so much. If you know anyone that is looking for a job, Scholars Unlimited is hiring for after-school program. This is just a tutoring program. It's a great program within the Northeast, North, Southwest Denver, and Westminster areas, Metropolitan, Denver, Aurora. They just have it all over, just different STEM programs that they're giving. You can always apply and go to their website at scholarsunlimited.org and just click on the Employment Opportunity tab, and it will give you all the directions. Or you can email jobs@scholarsunlimited.org. Stay with us. We have more great gospel music coming to you. I told you we had stopped by to have a little conversation with Erica Campbell and her brand new release. Her husband, Reverend Warren Campbell, has a great, great album. It's a compilation album that they just released. One that I picked was Never Let Go. We're going to play that, and then we're going to go right into a little short interview with her and then her cut of Praying and Believing, because we are praying and believing for each and every one of you to stay in prayer and go with God in all of your ways.
You are, turn this song all the way up. Turn it up in your car, turn it up in your AirPods, turn your speakers up and move a little bit. Get a whole lot of room to dance. Come on. Everybody rock out. Come on, choir, sing Rock of Ages. Son of man. We're going to call him the great defender. Sing the great. Hey, aren't you glad he's in control? Here we go. Let's put
Hello.
Ms. Campbell.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yes.
It's such an honor and a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much. It's an honor. How are you?
My pleasure. So good to talk to you.
So tell me, this new compilation album, is this with you and your husband? Is Warren your husband?
My husband is the CEO of the label, so it is Warren Campbell Presents My Block Records. But it's all the artists on My Block. So it's Mary Mary, it's me, it is Lena Bird Miles, who's a new artist, The Rose Group, it's MC Light, Soulful and Urban and Gospel and Praise and, you know, Inspiration.
Yes,
it's a great album.
Fabulous. So tell me, how did you manage to come about this project?
My husband just decided to do the project, and he did it. It wasn't anything to really come about. Sometimes you know that there's music that needs to be released, and so we got everybody to do a song and we put the album out.
Well, I want to wish you much success. Tell me about the mission of your song and the video.
The mission is to inspire people to pray and believe, to pray and to work. We know faith without work is dead. So we have to push people to not only pray, but to act. I highlight the fact that women are wrongfully incarcerated at alarming rates in this country. And sometimes there is no justice for them. And so I just wanted to highlight the organization. There's an organization called A New Way of Life that fights for justice, that gives legal help once you get out to help you clear your record. But also the livefreeusa.org is an organization that I've worked with as well. They're in the video, so you'll see Live Free. You'll see their signs. He said, go into the highways and hedges and compel men to come in. He said, go into Judea and Jerusalem and Samaria and all of the uttermost parts of the world. Uttermost sounds pretty far. So it doesn't sound like go to your local church and win other church people so they can be churchier than they already are. We're supposed to be winning the broken and the lost. We're supposed to be going in the dark places and illuminating those places and sharing the love and the light of Jesus. And so if we're not doing that, what are we really doing as believers?
True.
You know, we know that Jesus is coming back and we're trying to be ready. And I don't want to go by myself. I think heaven is going to be better if we're all there. So
yes.
We need to witness for one another, love one another, draw people to Jesus. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes, that is so true. Well, thank you. You are definitely on God's mission, and anything that we can do up here on the Rocky Mountain High, we are totally behind you. I mean, I love your song, and I especially love number 10, I think it is, on the album. I think it was one of the last.
Never Let Me Go?
Never Let Me Go. That's it. Oh, my
God.
So one question I want to ask you, because I saw in your bio that you are a first lady. I didn't realize that you had a church.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about
your
background and how did you get into your own ministry? Is your husband a minister as well?
Well, my husband is a pastor. He got ordained some years ago. Our church has been in existence for it'll be 5 years next year. And we are super thrilled. Of course, we started as a Bible study and it just continued to grow. Our bishop has been with us every step of the way, supporting and nurturing and teaching us and being a mentor. And it's been amazing. God has blessed the ministry tremendously. I'm not a pastor. I'm just a first lady, but I definitely serve in the ministry in a lot of different areas, anywhere that I can. And we have some beautiful and amazing people that come and serve with us. And we have a good time and we lift up Jesus and we try to change our community and give God the glory for all of us.
Well, praise God, because you got a challenge there in California. I know you do. I was out there for a while, but
we all have challenges.
Yes.
Yeah, the challenges are everywhere, but so is God. Everywhere the challenges is, God is there, and he has equipped us and prepared us, so we don't have to be afraid of the challenges, because if there is a problem, God is the solution, and if we allow him to be, we speak life even over the things that most people deem problematic or troublesome, and he can give you the grace and the joy to get the job done without losing your mind. And so that's what I speak over my life on a regular basis. As busy as I am, I don't tell myself, oh, I'm so worn out. Oh, I'm so tired. This is going to be so hard. I just choose not to speak that way. I believe if God has given me the vision, he's going to give me the peace and the provision that I need to get it done and still have joy while I do it.
Yes. Well, praise God. Many blessings to you. And thank you so much for taking time out to talk to me here on the Gospel Train.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, Deborah. Have a great day.
Same to you.
Hey, everybody. This is my brand new song. It's called Praying, Believing, and I hope it blesses your life. Here it is on the Gospel Train.
Transformation, complete
restoration, praying and believing for healing.
You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Once again, I'm standing here ashamed. My sinful way have caused you so much pain. Doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new start. Ooh. Change my heart and my spirit, please renew. Oh, yeah. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. Feels like I'm so deep in sin. And I ask myself the question. I ask myself. Can he really?
I reached out to some of my friends that I know have blessed the world to encourage you to find a way to
bless somebody else.
Bless somebody else.
I know God has been faithful every day.
Yes.
And I believe God's hand is on my life.
His hand is on my life.
God has proven that he's faithful.
God has proven that he's faithful.
For eternity I will be grateful.
Sing it for me, Wes.
Blessed with so much.
So much.
How can I keep it to myself?
Wes Moore.
Lord, I promise.
Every time you bless, I'm gonna bless somebody else. Here we go.
Because
the Lord bless me, help me to
help
fail.
Me.
here's my vow.
Lord, sing the harvest.
Every time you bless,
every time you bless,
you can trust
you
me.
You can trust
to
me
to bless somebody else.
Trust me to bless somebody.
Pass the smoking orphan, my man.
Lord, sing the harvest.
Sing the harvest.
And every time you bless,
the beautiful American Campbell.
You can trust me.
Trust me.
To bless.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. That's none other than Kurt Carr and all the compilations of great, great artists that we have just blessing us, just to remind us to bless someone else. You know, you can be a blessing to each and every person that you meet. And I say this all the time. So you have to go with God in all of your ways. And believe me, when you touch someone or when you smile at someone, that is going to bless somebody else. And you never know what that might do to a person and what they're going through. So just go with God. Stay with us. We got more gospel music coming to you as we wind down and the gospel train keeps rolling down the track.
The question is,
when you're standing at a crossroads,
what do you do?
Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders.
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith.
And keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your road. Say.
Keep the faith.
Come on. Tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else. Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, where do you look?
Where do you look?
When there's nowhere else to look.
When there's nowhere.
Where do you turn?
Where do you turn?
When there's nowhere else to turn.
When there's nowhere else to turn.
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
When there's nowhere else to go.
When there's nowhere else to go.
What do you do?
What do you do?
When there's nothing else to do.
When there's nothing else to do.
You gotta remember, you're in the Master's hand. And the Master has a plan.
And the Master has a plan.
So hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
And keep the faith.
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 That's right. No matter what you're going through, you got to keep the faith. You got to trust God in all of your ways. Well, it's about that time for the Gospel Train to get back to the Flow Studios at KUVO KVJZ. I have enjoyed the ride, and if you have, of course, you can always give us a call here and check us out. We'll be on this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. and, of course, online at DAWS2000.com during the week for a moment of great gospel music. God bless each and every one of you. And, of course, until next week or next time, God bless. Here is none other than Trinity 5-7 to take us home with Go. That's right. Go with God.
My future's right in front of me. A door on the left, door on the right, to paralyze, to make a choice.
Held captive by the fear in me, so I stand still, close my eyes and listen to your voice.
You remind me how you've kept me through danger seen and unseen, my shelter in a storm.
I can feel your spirit moving in me, building up my faith, giving me the strength to just go.
I'm pressing towards the higher call. Lord, even if I have to walk alone, I'll go.
Forget what's done. I'm moving on. Wherever you lead me, I'm willing to go.
Through the rain, through the pain, as long as you're with me, I know that I can go.
After this life, I'll show everything.
And when it's my turn, I'll be ready to go.
I know how rough this road will be. My heart is pure, I can endure the weight of this cross.
Ooh, now I embrace my destiny. Ooh. But to get a reward, I'm pretty sure that I may have to suffer loss.
Ooh. All I can do is trust and hear the word.
As I go through the fire, I will not be burned.
Every struggle, every trial, only makes me wiser. And I'm ready to go.
See, I'm pressing towards,
pressing towards
the higher call. And even if I have to walk alone, Lord,
forget what's done. I'm moving on. Wherever you lead me, I'm willing to go.
No matter where God is calling you, you got to go. You got to go with it. And we're getting ready to go back to the studio. And, of course, Concion Mexicano is coming up. And, of course, you know, D is in the house. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Your inspirational music journey is heard here on KUVO Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the Gospel Train with Deborah Walker.